Natural collisions. For Christ's sake, Faye, give it a rest, will you? How many times are you going to play that bloody record?
6 feet and a half inch of highly irritated black man stood in the doorway of his sister's bedroom, rubbing his receding hairline and taking in the mess in the room. Faye reluctantly turned down the volume, nearly knocking her iPod off the dock on her crowded dressing table in the process, and glared back at her irate brother.
It's not a bloody record, she retorted crossly. Natural Mystique is a classic, I'll have you know. You should listen to it instead of yelling at me.
She turned back to her bed and resumed her task of sifting frantically through the pile of clothes strewn across the rumpled duvet.
Michael says it resonates with the essence of the Rastafari message, she added.
Well, all it's doing is resonating against the essence of my hangover. Look, I don't care how much of a genius you think Bob Marley is, just keep it down, okay?
William sighed and shook his head as he watched his sister trying to smooth the creases out of a black cardigan covered with bits of white fluff.
Why can't you hang your clothes on hangers like the rest of civilization? And please don't tell me you're wearing that top out.
Faye struggled into the offending piece of clothing without comment, buttoned it quickly and brushed at the front with impatient hands.
William, I don't have time for a lecture, she said firmly. I'm meeting Michael in Brixton in 30 minutes and I haven't even done my face yet.
Well, it looks like you're going to be late, as usual,
William sighed, but this time with a smile.
Faye, you really are the limit.
He watched in amusement as his younger sister tried frantically to brush some life back into her hair, all the while muttering curses against the South London hairdresser Michael had recommended. Unfortunately, Cherise of Streatham had managed to turn her usually silky straightened hair into a mass of tight curls.
I look like I stuck my finger into an electrical socket, she said, gazing into the mirror in despair.
The mournful mocha-coloured face looking back at her was strikingly like William's, although its oval shape softened the chiselled profile that worked to such devastating effect on her brother. Her high cheekbones and almond-shaped eyes with their long sweeping lashes looked almost Asian and rather at odds with her full African mouth.
I wouldn't worry about it, William said dryly, glancing down at Faye's long limbs and high round bottom emphasised by her tight black jeans. I don't think Michael's gonna be looking at your hair much anyway.
He laughed and ducked as Faye threw her hairbrush in his direction. With her lean build and slightly awkward walk, his sister's legs looked like those of a young colt learning to take its first steps. Facing the full-length mirror, she turned sideways and sighed as her silhouette came into view.
Michael says my bum is the only part of me with ethnic integrity, she said musingly.
William looked blank.
You know, a real African bottom, she explained.
William snorted contemptuously.
Michael is, as usual, completely full of it. The guy went to an English public school for crying out loud. What does he know about ethnic anything? And how on earth you have the time to listen to the pseudo-intellectual garbage he's always spouting is beyond me.
Faye picked up her hairbrush from the carpet and prudently changed the subject before her brother could launch full steam into yet another of his periodic rants against her boyfriend.
Never mind my backside. How come you have a hangover at 8 o'clock in the evening?
She asked curiously. Her brother gave a soft groan and pushed the clothes on Faye's unmade bed aside before throwing himself across it. Although he was only 3 years older than Faye, William was usually so confident and self-assured that people assumed he was much older. It was not like her usually super self-controlled brother to be the victim of anything, Faye thought, much less a hangover. William yawned widely and rubbed his head again.
I know, it's mad, isn't it? You know, Lucinda and I went to a legal seminar this afternoon. You're usually lucky to get a glass of cheap plonk afterwards. These guys really push the boat out. Nice canapes and waiters walking around with trays of champagne. One of them must have seriously fancied Lucinda because he just kept hanging around. In the end, we had to empty his tray to get rid of him.
Well, I can't say I'm surprised,
Faye replied absently,
back to brushing furiously at the tight curls on her head.